This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. It is a brand new year, 2017, and we're already seeing some pretty wild moves in the markets, especially when you look at some of the metals and gold stocks. Precious metal stocks have been screaming higher. Plus, the U.S. markets are continuing to tread sideways with the VIX dropping to some pretty crazy low levels. But we will cover all of this in the two-hour weekend edition. We are doing 2 hours for the financial and investment side, and then we will also have a one-hour political show that everybody can find by visiting our website, kereport.com. For the first two segments, I am joined by Jesse Felder. He is the founder, editor of the Felder Report. It's a website that I visit on a regular basis, and I also follow Jesse on Twitter, and he comes up with some pretty interesting stats and comments on general markets and the economy, globally and domestically. So, Jesse, to kick us off, for our first segment of 2017, we're hearing still a lot of hope for the economy on the tail end of Trump coming into office, and also on the fact that rates are going up, stocks continue to stay very levitated. What's your take on all this hope that seems to be abounding for the markets?
I find it, you know, really interesting. We've had a real, you know, dispersion in the markets since the election. We've seen risk assets really take off, stocks, you know, and certain segments of the stock market, but especially, you know, the strength to me in junk bonds and things like leveraged loans and risk in the fixed income market has really been just astounding to me. The amount of risk appetite in that area. And, you know, to me, what I find most fascinating about it is that obviously, you know, it seems to be pricing in a lot of hope for an earnings rebound that would support the very high valuations in risk assets. I'm talking about both stocks and junk bonds are both very highly valued. But at the same time, I'm noticing, you know, some not so great numbers coming out of, you know, retail and coming out of the restaurant. And they suggest that maybe the consumer's not doing so hot right now. And so I think that we're kind of setting up for maybe a clash of these two, you know, hope versus reality. And if the first quarter earnings season will kind of precipitate that clash, it'll be interesting to see.
Well, it's interesting that you point out the struggles that we're seeing the retailers, but also the restaurants having, because there is this theory out there that I actually subscribe to as well, is that all you need to do is look at the restaurants and see who is doing well. If it's the high-end restaurants, then that means that people are willing to go out and spend money. But then when they struggle, it's a great sign that the average individual on the street is cutting down on some of their expenses. And this isn't what the U.S. economy needs right now. We actually need people to get out, start buying stuff, including businesses, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think you bring up a good point. One of the things I look at in that regard, like as a specific measure, and it's not obviously, you know, foolproof or anything, but when I look at the ratio of different stocks, I look at, you know, like Yum Brands, which is, you know, Taco Bell and whatnot, versus something like Darden Group, which is a little bit higher end restaurants, you know, you would expect Darden to do well when everybody's doing well in the economy and people spend a little bit more going out to dinner. And, you know, fast food does better, and Darden maybe not so well when people's budgets are feeling a little bit cramped and, hey, I'm going to do the fast food tonight instead of the Red Lobster or what have you. And so that ratio, when I see that spike, that's interesting. Another one that I look at is Dollar Tree versus Macy's, or, you know, some type of, you know, department store retailer. And when people are more likely to shop at Dollar Tree, versus a department store means they're trying to save some money. And they, you know, and so those ratios spiked last year. And, you know, that told me, hey, the consumer's starting to get squeezed. And we're seeing that in a lot of those stocks. I, you know, it's just a matter of habit. I've got about 30 plus stocks that I, or I'm sorry, 30 pages. So it's probably, what is that, 3,300 stocks that I look at on a, at least a once a week basis. And I, you know, you look at retailers across the board and I'm seeing, you know, like stocks like Bed Bath & Beyond, Walmart, Rent-A-Center, Restoration Hardware, Williams-Sonoma. A lot of these things are way off of their peak, you know, that they set in recent years. And not just those, but I'm seeing industrial stocks like Fluor and, you know, Chicago Bridge and Iron and other things. And then, you know, restaurants like, you know, that are the fast casual, you know, Shake Shack and Chipotle and things that are just, these companies are not doing so hot. And, you know, when I go through that list of stocks, those are kind of the trying to things I'm looking for to see, okay, is everything as good as the broad indexes appear to be? Broad indexes hitting new highs. Well, there's a lot of these segments of stocks that are broadly not doing so well. And so that's what I mean, that, you know, just setting up for kind of a clash of maybe hope versus reality right now.
Well, what is interesting about this move in the markets is, you're right, some sectors are doing poorly, but financial stocks, banks are actually doing quite well. And that does make sense if we are in a period of higher rates or rates being raised, but that's not necessarily indicative of the whole system then, is it?
Yeah, and, you know, if consumers are getting squeezed, you know, then that has implications for the credit cycle. And we're also starting to see, this is why I think the move in the financials is so fascinating, because yes, there's a lot of hope built around deregulation and higher interest rates that the banks could make more money on. But if you look at the yield curve, and then the relative performance of banks to the S&P 500, those things track very closely. When the yield curve steepens, banks do better. When the yield curve flattens, they don't do so well. This latest steepening has been, you know, a little bit of a steepening, but banks have absolutely soared relative to the S&P. It's been way more than the yield curve could justify. So that means, you know, people are they're banking on these companies being able to, you know, benefit from massive, you know, deregulation. And, you know, there's still some question whether, you know, Trump's going to do that. But really, to me, if the consumer's not doing so hot, these consumer loan, you know, portfolios are probably not going to do so hot either. And we've been seeing that in the reports, you know, from companies like LendingClub, which, you know, have seen a deterioration in their loan portfolio for the past year. And it's not just them. It's, you know, companies like Synchrony Financial and Discover and what have you that are seeing it. Just an uptick in higher delinquencies. And so, you know, to me, if the credit cycle's turning, it's not an awesome time to buy banks.
So as a quick comment before we need to wrap this up, we only have about a minute left. Do you think with these warning signs out there that Trump might actually be facing a bit of a recession when he comes into office?
Well, that's, you know, I think, you know, with the appointment of Carl Icahn and Trump talking about a big fat bubble in the stock market, I think both of these guys are, as business people, are smart enough to know that the longer we don't have a recession and a repricing of risk assets, the more likely they are to be blamed for whatever bear market or recession we have in the future. So I'm a little more leaning towards the idea that they might try to precipitate some type of reversion in risk assets along with a recession so that they can play the savior and blame the prior administration for what ails us over the new after the inauguration.
Hey, so, you know what? Even a little bit of a pullback could actually be good for the markets and could offer a buying opportunity for some people who feel like they've missed out. But I do think there is a lot of people as well, as optimistic as they are about the economy, there are these signs out there that, you know what, the market won't go up forever, and we do need some sort of a correction. Last year, we got about a 12% correction. This year, who knows what we're in for. Jesse, I'm going to have you back on next show, and we're going to chat a little bit about inflation.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more,
follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with our conversation with Jesse Felder. And Jesse, as I mentioned at the tail end of last segment, I want to talk about inflation that has been in a lot of headlines throughout the first week of this year. Now, whether we are seeing inflation or not, there is some data that has been popping up that points to maybe inflation coming back on the table. Now, whether that is good or bad, we can discuss. But first off, what is your take? Do you think that we are seeing an uptick in inflation that might even be a sustainable uptick?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. The numbers don't lie, and they're showing around the world. We're seeing, you know, China, an uptick in inflation. Germany, you know, this week, uptick in inflation. We've been seeing an uptick. Core inflation has been running at 2.5% for a while when you back out oil, but now that oil prices have stabilized, we're starting to see it in the broader numbers too. What's fascinating to me is that 7 years ago, 8 years ago, when they started quantitative easing, the Fed, everybody thought it was going to be inflationary. It turned out it appeared in a way nobody was really expecting. It appeared in financial assets, stocks and bond prices. I think today nobody believes that inflation could even come back. You know, their opinions have changed 180 degrees. And even though we're starting to see signs of inflation, and there's also structural, really, I mean, longer term structural reasons to believe inflation could make a comeback, people are doubting it. So I think the numbers don't lie. Inflation is coming back. And it'll be, you know, interesting to see how the markets deal with it. Obviously, risk-free assets have been pricing that in, but we haven't seen that yet in, you know, other things like junk bonds and stocks yet. So it's almost like they don't believe the numbers yet.
It will also be interesting to see how the Fed and other central banks handle this, because low interest rates, if they are behind the curve, then negative real rates aren't what they want either, is it?
Yeah, and negative rate, real rates are already negative. If you look at the 5-year, you know, treasury bond, it's, you know, yielding 1.9% or something like that. And, you know, like I said, core inflation's running at 2.5. So that's already, we already have negative yields in that respect. So, you know, I mean, yeah, you could argue we've had negative yields for 7-8 years in that respect. And if the Fed has been behind the curve for the last 2-3 years, it could, you know, inflation could come back very quickly, especially with the unemployment rate so low. And wages are where we're starting to see, you know, some inflation. And this comes back to, you know, first quarter corporate earnings. We already saw, I think Eric Cinnamon writes a great blog, and he was talking about, I think it was Cintas's recent corporate conference call. And, you know, they basically provide uniforms and laundry services to companies all over the country. And they're starting to see inflation in a lot of the stuff that they do. And then, you know, you have, I think what's troubling restaurants right now to a large degree is wage inflation and trying to get some type of skilled workers in that area for a reasonable cost. I mean, once you train people up, the competition for those jobs is very intense. So I think, you know, that's what a lot of restaurant stocks are talking about. And if wages are rising, that's a crimp to corporate profits.
Don't you find it crazy that now that inflation is starting to pop up, people are saying that it's a good thing? But when the Fed was trying to get inflation on the table, everyone was saying, no, that's not good. That's not good. That's going to end badly. It seems to me that people have done a 180 over the last 7-8 years throughout these QE programs. But where do you stand? Is inflation good or is it bad?
I mean, it's bad. Look at the purchasing power of the dollar over the last 100 years, right? It's down incredibly, you know, so that's not a good thing. I think central banks, though, are so afraid of deflation. They're so afraid of another Great Depression that they'll do whatever it takes to prevent that from happening, even if they create massive inflation like they did in the late 60s, early 70s. And I think, I really do think that it's amazing to me that, you know, 35 years ago, 40 years ago, when this bond bull market was just getting started, the fear of inflation was so high, and that fear is completely gone. So we start getting these whispers of inflation, and nobody's really worried about it. I tweeted an article from Bloomberg today, you know, and the headline was inflation is picking up, but isn't that a good thing? No, I don't think so. You know, it depends on what type of inflation. Inflation and wages can be good for the American public, but it's not good for investors. One of the huge tailwinds to corporate profits over the last 30 years, and we've just seen profit margins over the last 5-6 years higher than almost ever before in this country. And one of the reasons for that is wages have been so suppressed. So wage growth, yes, is great for Americans, but it's not good for American corporations.
Jesse, what do you think about what we're seeing in the metals complex as well? Base metals did very well on the back of Trump being elected. because of this $1 trillion infrastructure spending. But for base metals, we're also seeing a continued slowdown in China. And as for the precious metals, they're starting to make a move now, but they were beat up for the second half of the year.
Yeah, I'm really bullish on gold right now. Gold is my biggest position coming into last year, and it's my biggest position again this year. I did sell a bunch over the summer last year after it had a really good run in the first half of last year. But I think gold is more than anything else that I look at or trade is sentiment driven. And when people hate it, it's a great time to buy it. And when people love it, it's a horrible time to own it. And so I think we saw over the last few weeks that hate for gold come back. That all those sentiments, it's a pet rock, it's not good for anything. All of that sentiment came back towards the end of last year after the election, and it sold off. And to me, that super negative sentiment combined with potentially rising inflation just sets up an awesome opportunity to own gold over the next few years.
Now, are you bullish on gold or gold stocks or just the whole complex in general?
Both. There's a couple different gold stocks that I own. I am very selective about those that I like because there's a lot of companies that just aren't well run or own mines in difficult political areas. But the miners are essentially just a leveraged way to own gold, and so I'm bullish on both. But there have been some mining stocks that you could buy, with those Ben Graham style bargains, which we haven't seen in the stock market at all in the last few years. And I'm talking about being able to buy a stock at 50% discount to its liquidation value, and that's how cheap and hated some of the gold mining stocks got. Is that they literally, stocks worth $30 if you liquidate today, just in the value of their mines, and you can buy it for 15. And those are the type of opportunities that I look for. But then when you combine that with the fact that, the biggest input to their profitability is the price of gold, and that's likely to go up, I think, over the next 3 to 5 years, then, that's just a terrific opportunity in both, I think.
Great comments, Jesse, and it is, I think, a very good buying opportunity for those who missed that initial run of last year. This pullback that we're having is showing just how quickly these metals can move, but it also shows how quickly people need to be aware that sometimes markets get ahead of themselves. But long term, I do very much share your outlook for the possibility and the probability of precious metals continuing to move higher. Jesse, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. I hope everybody enjoyed my two segments with Jesse Felder. He is very much a finger on the pulse kind of guy. I really appreciate what he has to say and him joining us on our show. Another guest that I appreciate who takes time out of his busy days is George Jarrow, Managing Director over at RBC Wealth Management. And George, I get a daily email from you every morning that discusses the open interest in gold and the changes that we have been seeing. Let's start off there. What have we seen to kick off 2017 in terms of open interest for the precious metals?
Well, I can tell you this much, that we've seen an increase in open interest. The first trading day in January, we had 423,967, and today we have 435,944 open interest in gold, and in the end of last year, through the year end, we saw ETFs giving up gold and bullion being taken out of ETFs as people kept marching into the stock market, and for probably good reason, and that is where the momentum traders are, and they are continuing again today. So gold is slipping from a one-month high after today's jobs figures, and we're only a hair breadth away from the 20,000 in the stock market, and the data today, the jobs report and the economic reports all helped the Fed continue with the thought of hiking somewhat more this year. And so we are continuing with strong stocks, strong dollar, and a Friday pullback in gold.
So, George, when you do see open interest start to increase for the precious metals, and when it's doing it, I would say, fairly slowly right now through 2017, do you think that's healthy for either interest slowly coming into the markets or at least a slowly rising gold price?
It would be normally helpful, but of course now you have triple headwinds, and the triple headwinds are Friday, get me out for the weekend trading crowd. You have the economic jobs reports and other economic reports, all of which somewhat bolstered the Fed's thoughts of raising just the way they planned to raise. And then, of course, you have another surging stock market, almost up to 20,000, but not quite. So while the stock market is looking for 20,000, the gold market is looking for 1,200. And so far, neither one has been within real hailing distance today.
Do you think that gold will reach that $1,200 level and even potentially move above it during this run, assuming that today is almost an anomaly from the start of the year?
I think that you're going to see $1,200 later on, not necessarily this coming week or the week after, but I do believe that we could see 1200 because I'm cautiously optimistic again that we're going to see more inflation as the new year unfolds. You're going to see inflation from Trump policies, which I think could be later on helpful to gold. I think you're going to see additional buyers come in from countries like Venezuela and India where they've had new currency restrictions and having to turn in old large certificate monies. And so, and after looking at the general political landscape around the world, there's enough uncertainty.
Okay, let's talk about some of this international demand, because two countries that were huge buyers of the metals as they were moving down and finding their bottom was India and China. But recently, the data that's come out of these markets is that the demand has slowed quite drastically. Do you think
yes,
that
it
will,
has.
Well, why has that
and
happened?
It has.
How important
the Modi government had a big tax on gold. And so for a while, the shops were on strike. But, of course, they did sell silver because they're still in business. But that problem with the currencies hurt the Indian demand. And so the seasonal demand that normally you saw, the wedding season, et cetera, did not produce the retail gold demand that we normally have. In China, you have a different situation where the government is starting to strictly control currency outflows, and there is a dollar amount over which you probably have a major problem in trying to move money. And so the traders that normally are active in gold are just holding off right now, are waiting to see how they're going to handle the Chinese situation, all of which I think probably will be resolved sometime in the new year.
So even though we've seen a pretty big decline in terms of international demand, do you think that this has had an impact on the price as it was moving down through the second half of last year?
I think it's had a demand dysfunction, but I also think you're going to see some more demand from the Middle East. The Sharia laws helping, I think, gold investments to some degree, and I believe there'll be some gold-related investment loans that will be compliant with Sharia law, and probably we are going to see more investors in countries like Venezuela and India that had to turn in large denomination currencies worry about where to go next and will go to something like gold, which is portable, liquid, and convertible to any other currency.
So again, it's more of that protection investment that people around the world will continue to make into gold. I do agree with your assessment there. But what about domestically? You even mentioned it on the onset that outflows out of ETFs were actually a pretty big story at the tail end of last year. It's starting to reverse now, but there was a pretty significant pullout of money from the commodity sector.
Well, that, of course, has to do with money managers and asset allocators having to allocate and go into investments that work, and stock market was where everybody moved into. And so here we are with stocks up and the dollar up, and of course, as investment money flows into the U.S. to buy U.S. stocks, they have to buy dollars to pay for those stocks, and that, too, adds to the investment demand for dollars, not just the Fed's desire to hike rates, which they have started.
So just to wrap us up here, in general, you think that we need some sort of a correction in the U.S. stock market to make these money managers allocate some more funds towards the precious metals?
I believe, yes, that's one thing, but it also can be that asset managers going on, as they start to see inflation, will slowly come back to gold and rediscover gold, because investors may be asking for some sort of an asset allocation into gold as we see higher commodity prices, such as crude.
So it sounds like inflation is very much on your mind. I already had a conversation with Jesse Felder about that. I'll be continuing to chat about that throughout the rest of this weekend's show. But even for you, that is almost first and foremost on your radar?
Yeah, I can only say this, that if you don't think there's inflation, visit the supermarket.
Hey, I completely agree with you, George. We've actually been stating that there actually is or has been a lot of inflation, even rent inflation. You can look around the U.S. as to what rents are doing. It's just that sometimes the data that gets geared a little too heavily into other aspects maybe doesn't show exactly the true form of what people on the street are impacted by inflation-wise. But right now, some of the economic data has been pointing to greater and greater inflation, and that, I think, very well could be a trend for 2017. George, always enjoy chatting with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and a very happy holiday to all of you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition, we have fund manager based out of Chicago, Dana Lyons. Dana has a couple different sites, one being a free blog and one being a premium service called my401kpro.com. Dana joins us on a regular basis, and he shares a number of different takes on a number of different markets. And one of the markets that we're going to focus on, I think, will be of particular interest to some of our listeners, and that is the gold market, more specifically GDX. And Dana, I was pointing out earlier in the week that the moves that we were seeing in GDX on a weekly chart were breaking out on top of this downtrend line that has been in place, well, pretty much since this big move down happened in GDX. When you take a look at this chart and at the gold sector in general, what's your takeaway from what we're seeing at the start of the year?
Yeah, I would concur with you, Corey. Looking at the chart, we've obviously, after that great rally over the first 8 months of the year last year, the entire gold and precious metal complex obviously has come off a lot. As far as specifically gold equities like the GDX, they've been in a well-defined downtrend channel since last August. And it's, as I was telling you before I came on, they basically stopped right where they needed to in terms of the GDX. Looking at around the 61.8 Fibonacci retracement of the rally from January to August, which is around the $20 level. And we did see in the middle of December, we saw prices break down below that level, but they recovered it quickly. So that's actually a positive in my view. It demonstrates what we call a false breakdown, where prices break a level but recover it immediately. That tells me that the sellers do not have the power to keep that thing below that important level that broke down. And immediately we've seen follow through to that bounce. We've seen today, it's on Thursday, at this moment, I don't know where it's going to close today or close the week, but at the moment, above $23, we have broken that downtrend, as you mentioned, from August. So we've seen a false breakdown, we've seen, and now we've seen follow through and a break of that downtrend since August. So it's positive things in the short term going on in gold stocks like the GDX. It's got obviously tons of potential resistance here in the mid-20s based on moving averages and some of the retracement levels involved in that decline since August. But definitely a good start, a positive start for if you're looking for a mean reversion bounce in gold stocks.
So, Dana, when we do see these type of breakouts from a market that was hit pretty hard over a number of months and also was dipping very close into an oversold territory, is this a good sign? Does this mean that since we have come out of the oversold territory that this could be a prolonged run? Or, on the flip side, when we are so oversold, we know that markets are due for a bit of a bounce, so maybe people shouldn't be jumping all in on something like this?
Well, it definitely was oversold and due for a bounce, as you say. But the vicinity where it occurred is right where you wanted it to occur. So we had that breakdown below the 61 retracement, which also coincided with the 500-day moving average, which also lined up with kind of where that secondary rally started last March and April. So it happened at the right place. So when you have a condition where things are oversold and should, quote-unquote, should bounce, you still need to see evidence that it's going to bounce. So it did. You have evidence of the bounce. Now we have more evidence of actually the downtrend being broken since August. So you have, on top of conditions that might suggest a bounce, you have actually evidence of it occurring. So that, like I said, there are some positive factors lining up in the near term as far as a mean reversion bounce. Like I said, this is it could develop into something longer term. It happened at the right spot. At this point, it's only a short term positive. But again, these are the types of reversals, right? Types of transitions. Where longer term or at least intermediate term moves can occur or can sprout out of these short term positive developments. So one step at a time. In the near term, things are a little bit more positive for gold equities. And in the longer term, it remains to be seen if it's something longer lasting. I will say on the flip side, the gold, silver, precious metal, the physical commodities have not played out as positively as the gold equities. We've seen silver and gold retrace their rallies of last year much more than I would have liked to have seen, much more than the gold equities have. So from that standpoint, the gold equities are much more attractive in my mind than the physical gold.
Well, in terms of the physical price of gold and silver, there's still a lot of proving, I'll say, that they need to do on the way up. So much technical damage was done, like you said, on the way down, that it's hard to get uber bullish, I believe, for this little short-term bounce that we're having, but it's also more of a wait-and-see type of mode. Let's switch focus now a little bit and look at the U.S. markets, because the Dow continues to struggle to reach that almost magical 20,000-point level. Plus, we're also seeing some major drops in the VIX. The VIX, to kick off, I believe it was this week, was down over 5% for two consecutive days, dropped below that 12-point level on the VIX. What's your strategy as we move forward with these U.S. equity markets, Dana?
Our strategy is still one of a positive, one of a bullish slant in the intermediate term. Obviously, we had that extraordinary bounce out of the Trump rally out of the election. Depending on the sector, depending on the area of the market, things got extraordinarily overbought or extended. following the, you know, the month or 6 week burst out of the gates there. So from that standpoint, yes, we had a nice positive reversal. We had decent quality to the rally, meaning decent breadth involved in the rally. It was pretty broad-based, even though we had a couple sectors, some of the defensives that actually went the other way during the quote-unquote Trump rally. We had pretty good, we had good participation by the small caps, the mid caps, the broad indices. We still want to see the Value Line Geometric Index and the NYSE composite go to new highs, which they haven't yet, but that's not to say it hasn't been a broad rally, which it has. We've seen the advanced decline lines go to new highs too. It's just that we got so extended that we needed a breather, and we're getting that over the last couple weeks or so. Despite the last few days, we're getting a bit of the breather that that we needed to work off that overbought status, and probably need a little bit more of that. On the flip side, you mentioned the VIX. The VIX is, has gotten smashed again, as it has on a regular basis over the last several years. So I would say I'm more confident in the short term that we'll see a higher VIX probably over the next, you know, couple weeks to the end of the month than we are, than I'm convinced that we'll see, you know, lower equity prices. I would like to see us actually maintain a decent level in stock prices, not pull back too much. We're still looking to pick our spots on the long side from some of these areas of the market that maybe we missed or we want more of. So we're looking for better risk reward entry points from that standpoint. As far as volatility, I'm more comfortable in saying that we'll probably see, you know, higher volatility, higher VIX levels over the duration of the month than we will any major equity weakness.
Well, I'm with you, Dan. I think that the VIX is going to experience a bit of a pop here, and you are right. There isn't this 100% perfect correlation between the VIX moving up and the markets dropping significantly, but it is showing just how almost complacent investors are getting, again, without the U.S. markets breaking out to higher levels. I think that is quite interesting to see what we're seeing at the start of the year. Dana, always enjoyable chatting with you. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.